Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to say a few words this evening, particularly about what I believe many are gathered here tonight to discuss and probably to hear about, the Legacy Eye Center in Creveport Park. The county has a Department of Parks and Recreation. The Legacy Eye Center is a recreation facility. I've reviewed this matter. I've gone through numerous documents, looked through public hearings that have been held on this matter. And the facts related to this matter are as follows. The chair of the county council, Dr. Sam Page, to my left, sponsored the bill authorizing this facility, and the legislation moved through the council in a normal process that was approved unanimously. From the very beginning, this process has been open and transparent, with no less than four public hearings. Several opportunities for public comment, including one public hearing where public comment was welcome and was the focus of such a hearing. And we welcome those opportunities, and we welcome hearing from you this evening. In fact, some of you here tonight spoke both for and some against the proposition at that public hearing. After approval, the Legacy Ice Foundation and the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership moved forward in an appropriate manner and received all of the proper permits for the grading work, including concurrence from the State Department of Natural Resources. These parties have been transparent about the fact that grading work will benefit the park as a whole, but will also benefit the ice rink if built. If the project does not move forward, as contained in the entry agreement, the grading work that has been done can be returned to its original state. The site was originally planned to be 40 acres, which is less than 2% of the park's area, and it remains 40 acres, as was designated in the initial documents. Along the way, many different officials with the Legacy Ice Foundation and the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership have made themselves available to answer any questions of members of the council or the public that where those individuals have had questions about the ICE Center. The council members who voted unanimously in favor of this Legacy ICE Center had many opportunities to review this proposal's details and to discuss those details with the principals involved. That some of them, including Chairman Page, would now claim to have been misled about the project or to have not understood what they were voting on is preposterous. It moved through the council over a 3 or 4 week period. This is a public facility. It was moved forward by the chairman of the St. Louis County Council. The vast majority of the ice time will be dedicated to use by county residents for youth hockey activities and open skating. Let's remember that the Legacy Ice Center would be the fourth ice facility installed in a county park. And we have numerous ice facilities throughout the county within our incorporated areas. Finally, I would like to note that the most high-profile ice rink in the metro area also happens to be in a park. And that rink is Steinberg, and it's in Forest Park. Thank you.
Control the applause during the discussion today. We have folks on both sides of this question, and we have a lot of speakers. And it's only fair to the people who are speaking if they aren't interrupted by applause or boos or other comments from the audience. We ask that when you do speak, you address your comments to the chair and be considerate of everyone in the room. I know we have at least 70-some speakers tonight. We'll give everyone a chance to speak for at least 3 minutes. But I do have a question for the county executive. And my question is, do you believe that a public hearing prior to a council vote would have been appropriate?
That's an easy question to answer. And we had two hearings prior to votes. and you were the proponent of the bill who moved the bill forward and convinced your fellow council members to vote for the bill. So if you wanted it held for a public hearing, for an additional public hearing, in addition to the public hearings that were held, you were free to do that.
Well, it is a mistake.
But I know the dog ate your homework, and the sun was in your eyes, so you have a hard time. Take ownership of what we've done. You voted for it. You were the proponent of it, and the council approved it unanimously. Who are you trying to fool here?
Mr. County Executive.
Who are you trying to fool?
There were no hearings.
Mr. Chairman, there were hearings. You had a public vote two times. You had a public vote two times and offered speakers the opportunity to speak.
To disclose the restricted use of the land.
Absolutely.
Prior to the vote.
As it was, as everything else was disclosed.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
So.
And you were fooled again.
Right.
I guess you were fooled again. Just like you were fooled four other times this year. You were fooled about the auditor. You were fooled.
Mr. Chairman, no one's a greater proponent of spirited debate than I. But I would ask that the debate be focused on the issues and not on personal attacks. It's beneath this body to go there.
Well, we set an example for everyone by our decorum on the dais. We certainly do, and I appreciate those comments. I would hope that everyone here speaking tonight would keep their comments to comments that they would be proud of if their kids or their parents were watching them tonight, because this is an emotional issue for a lot of people, and I do believe strongly that both sides need to be heard. And I am disappointed that we did not have an open discussion of this prior to our council vote.
Even though you moved it?
Yes.
Even though you moved the process?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? And so what, it was a mistake of yours to not have that hearing? Because you would have been the person responsible for having that public hearing?
Of this is a false statement.
Oh, you were not a proponent of this.
I supported it. I voted for it.
You voted for it.
And I own that vote. But I did not bring that to this council. I did not lobby my peers to vote for this.
You most certainly did.
I voted for it.
You most certainly did.
You are misremembering. There's a question on the floor, Mr. Chairman.
I asked to be
Who voted your vote? Did you vote your vote?
I think this is unproductive, and we need to move on with the meeting, please, so people can be heard.
Certainly the chairman is responsible for controlling the decorum of the date, and I accept that responsibility. It's certainly difficult if the county executive wants to get into an insult contest.
I didn't hear a single insult. I was pointing to the record.
I will not compete.
I was pointing
to the
record. Well, then, that's great. I won't engage you.
Yes.
Yes.
So, let's move forward with testimony from the public. We do hope to hear from everyone today. We do hope to have more hearings on this subject, at least one tomorrow. And we have a lot to learn. There's a lot that's transpired since December of 2016.